This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, super stoked tonight. We got Brian Hooker back on the show. Boy, oh boy, has it been hard to track him down. Busy guy that he is, you know, featured in the film Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe. He's the man that got William Thompson to confess his sins out of the CDC. So we're going to get an update from Brian Hooker a little later in the program. Stay tuned for that. And we got a whole host of other updates, including Harvard on fake news sites. Oh, yes. You're going to be surprised by what they don't include. Or maybe you won't be surprised by that. Also, we have, I think, Pi Day? Yeah, it is Pi Day, isn't it? 3.14, we might have a discussion of that. It's really kind of an egg-heady day, isn't it, Super Don? It's like, put on your eggheads and get ready for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today is the National Nerd Solidarity Day.
Yes. Are we going to have Captain Morgan on Freshman Friday just berate me because I was too egg-heady on Tuesday's broadcast?
It was. If there's a day of the year that you get to do that and get a free pass, today's the day.
Today would be the day, wouldn't it? Okay. So 866-939-2355. If you'd like to order a pizza pie with pineapple on it, because you know Super Don won't have any, so there'll be plenty left over. And we'll get to more of that, too. And yeah, I'm just trying to be a little irreverent before we go into the United Nations. Anytime I mention the United Nations, I go, ooh, it's kind of, ooh, nasty, right? You know, talk about bureaucracy. How big can a bureaucracy get? How about one that's around the globe? A web of deceit, a web of lies. Or maybe they're going to get it right for once. The United Nations reports that pesticides are not... Wait, are you sitting down or standing up? What should you do when I say this headline? Because it's kind of shocking, Super Don. I don't want anybody to have a myocardial infarction, you know, from anything like this. I mean,
they're going to think that you're giving out fake news when you say this.
No, I'm not giving out fake news. I mean, it's just, you know, these are big deals, right? When the UN says something, it's like their globalist gods are speaking from some other alternate universe. And I think it's, you know, you got to give it its due, or else people will not, you know, think you're just kind of throwing it away. Right, that it's not as big a deal as I say it is. Right, so what do you think? Should I just go ahead and read the headline, or is it you read?
Yeah.
No, you read the headline. You read the headline.
You want me to do it?
I do.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
New United Nations report reveals pesticides not needed to feed the world.
Oh my gosh! Did you just? Now you're doing fake news. There's no way the United Nations would say that. Really?
That's what they determined, believe it or not.
Didn't we do a story just like the other day that said they were needed for, you know, that organic food was going to kill us all because it's global warming?
Yeah, but that wasn't Ban Ki-moon saying that.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was it Sun Myung-moon? Who was? Which
Sun
moon was
Moon,
it?
Ding dang, click clack. I don't know. But, as much as you can say that you don't like the United Nations, you know, I guess once in a while they might get something right. And in this case, they have determined that it is not necessary to use massive amounts of pesticide to feed the world and solve world hunger.
Okay, then. So, once again, we prove our point, our claim, that we, acknowledge when an organization we don't like gets it right. Are we okay? Are we going to be okay? We're going to make it? It's like, you know, looking at life and painting everything with the same broad brushstroke, not a way to go through life, because you're not using your own powers of discrimination. Your intellectual curiosity, your ability to question things, you know, skepticism that is healthy, not filled with toxic chemicals, including Monsanto's Roundup. And that's what this is all about, I guess. Number reaches 5 billion tons annually. 5 billion tons? I mean, how do they come up with 5 billion tons of pesticides? Good Lord. And I'm telling you, at parts per million, those things devastate your enzymes, your endocrine system, your healthy cells. And in California, they're one step closer, clearing that final hurdle, because Monsanto didn't like it. But under Prop 65, you can sue and make sure a company has to label its ingredients or its product as a possible carcinogen if it's on the list. And, of course, the World Health Organization did acknowledge Monsanto's glyphosate GMO as a probable or possible carcinogen. So California said, hey, we got to label it too. Monsanto sued, and a judge just ruled, sorry, Monsanto, you still have to label it that way. Yeah, I know it's a big deal, because in many cases they were able to buy the local politicians, the state-level politicians. Certainly they've had major impact on the federal level. And, of course, as we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with the help of Mike Adams, the health ranger at Natural News, talked about the fact that they bought out a lot of research facilities. In other words, if you start spending, you know, shelling out millions of bucks at major universities like the University of Florida and Gainesville, and they start opening up research centers based on the money you're giving them, Monsanto or other biotech industry, you're going to find the bias is going to be obvious, not oblivious, obvious. And yet, despite all of that, a court in California says, you know what, you're just going to have to label it. Get over it. Quit your crying. You're a big boy. You're Monsanto. You now have to label it as a possible carcinogen. Now, I'm thinking about this and going, okay, that's good news, right? But never one to get overly ecstatic, because we're not a manic show, right? It's not a manic Monday or Tuesday. We are a show, I think, that we bring some balance to the force on some level to the equation. And I'm going to say this about California, because there are times where I look at the California government and they're more villain-like than even the United Nations. Even though in these cases we've gotten two organizations I don't particularly care for, they seem to have gotten something right. California, the court that just said Monsanto's glyphosate is a possible carcinogen, has to label it, does no such labeling for vaccines containing mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal cells, formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. These are ingredients listed on the CDC's website and within the manufacturer's own inserts, real inserts, not the fake stuff that the doctors might hand to you, a one or two pager. And so there's a cognitive dissonance that is dangerous and deadly, because not only do they not label vaccines as dangerous as possible carcinogens or otherwise, they mandate them to the point where you have got to squirm and squeeze and just do all kinds of contortions just to get your child out of getting the vaccines if you want to send them to public school or private school. So my enthusiasm is tempered by the fact that there are a whole lot of other things that the California legal community has not done, because they haven't accepted even one challenge as legitimate to SB 277's impairment of the family's ability, the mom's and dad's ability to say no to vaccines based on religious beliefs, much less philosophical. And good luck, as I say, getting a medical exemption in that state. But hey, hooray, they've labeled glyphosate. And the UN acknowledges it's not needed to feed the world. Now, what is it to feed the world? They claim, of course, the UN says this, 200,000 deaths per year due to pesticides. I think it more likely would be 2 million if you go globally, if you start adding up all of the cancers. It could be 20 million for all I know. But it's not 200,000. It's way more than that. Because you can't poison the planet and the people on it, much less the animals, and expect there not going to be a lot of chronic disease, neurological degradation, other degradation diseases, immune destruction, and cancer all over the place. So 200,000 is what the United Nations actually acknowledges. And then you got the biotech industry saying we can't feed the world unless we spray these deadly pesticides everywhere we can. Now, the only way we can feed the world today, and I will acknowledge this thanks to my good buddy Liam Sheff. Pray for him. He needs all the love you can send his way. Oil is the only way you can feed 7 billion people or 9 billion people if they predict that's going to happen in the next 25 years. It's only if the free flow of oil keeps rolling out there at a quote-unquote affordable level, because it is what is the essential engine of the tractors and the factories that are farming and exporting food, sending it all over the world. But there's another way. And I don't know that it would sustain 9 billion or 7 billion if the oil runs dry or if the oil becomes so expensive. The only other way to feed those people is that you begin to feed yourself, your family, your neighborhood. Everybody on planet Earth begins to grow something. And if it's too much, then they find a way to barter and share it with the neighborhood who's growing something else. But that is, of course, massive decentralization. It will never be endorsed by the United Nations, much less the state of California or the federal government that likes to have power and sway over you. Because if you can feed yourself, if your community is self-sustaining, produces just enough to get by or maybe even a little bit more, what need do you have for global governance? What need do you have for state governance even? Because you got the necessities. This is where I would ask Super Don to play the bear necessities. But instead, I have you sing it if you're up for it. Can you give me a tune?
Look for the bear necessities,
the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Well, yeah. Now, grow your food, and you've got the bear necessities. Find a source of water. Find a way to clean water. If you need to generate a little bit of electricity just to do the basics, these are the things that are going to matter more than anything the United Nations says, even if we agree with them, than anything that's on a label that the California State Superior Court says, even if it's a good thing. Decentralize. Nullify those who block your freedom to care for yourself and those in your family and those in your neighborhood or your community. And all of those travails, all of the anger and the angst and all of the wasted energy looking to tilt at windmills that appear to be real. They do, right? Trump's federal government appears to be real. He's trying to roll some things back, but then there's Scott Gottlieb. What's he going to bring? More vaccine mandates on a federal level? Nullify them. Withdraw your consent. That's where your power is. And we'll keep covering these stories while we can here. And if you're in pain, we've got a story for you next. Doctors and patients, do they have the same viewpoint of the treatment plans?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Brian Hooker is going to be joining us next hour. Very excited to see our good friend, PhD, researcher, super dad, loves his son who's been vaccine injured, and he's done so much to raise awareness in an extraordinary way through the film Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, along with Polly, Tommy, Del Bigtree, and more. So that's coming up. First and foremost, Super Don, how you feeling? No pain, no dancing at night because you got your magnesium, right? You're okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing good.
All right, because we got a story about pain. You know, we've addressed issues of pain over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, some very close to home. And, I do remember, this is a question where they're sort of pitting doctors versus patients because of the disagreements that happen in pain treatment. And I remember that time so many years ago. This is, okay, my son is 17, so it had to be like 18 years ago, where I reached down, back in Georgia, I reached down to pick up a bike, and it wasn't like it was a heavy bike. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I've mentioned this occasionally over the years, and I went down. I went down, and I was in excruciating, crying, tear pain. I couldn't move. I was immobilized. I was on fire. My whole lower back, I just had never felt anything like it. And I could barely crawl back into the house. I mean, it was just horrific. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then, we went to a friend of my wife's, who was a doctor of chiropractic. I crawled in and was able to walk out, gingerly, but I walked out. Now, at the moment of the pain and in the midst of that pain, I didn't care what caused it. All I wanted was to be out of pain, right? So I understand a patient's prerogative to say, Doc, you've got to get me out of this pain. Although my medical doctor buddy, who I went to Emory University with, he was from Nigeria originally, a great guy, Alawudi, Oladeli, and he said, I've had that pain, and I got nothing for you. Even the most powerful opioid is not going to take that pain away from you. So I was like, when that happened, I was like, oh, man, I'm screwed if this chiropractic thing doesn't work out. I already utilized it, but I never used it for this.
And so I began to build. And as I got out of the worst of the pain, and it was a pain so bad that I understood why people would go suicidal. That's how bad it was. If it would linger, I could see you cannot live that way. Okay? So as I was crawling out of it and getting better, then I was like, hey, I'm really interested in what happened there. How did this happen? What caused it? And we can talk about years of bad posture, bad biomechanics, micro tears. Mechanical, we could talk. But I wanted to know deeper. I wanted the spiritual reason that it was happening. And for me at that time, in my young life, in my was my mid-20s, late-20s, I had a lot of questions about my future, a lot of fear for my future, the way I had lived as a young person on my own and now married and looking to have kids. And I was afraid, literally afraid for my future financially, economically. What would I do, right? It was in between phases before I committed to homeopathic medicine. That was, you know, about to happen too. And so that manifested in a crash, the support system, right? The lower back supporting you, out, gone. So I dug for that. I wanted to know because I never wanted to have that pain again. Not everybody goes that deep. So in this story, as I've shared with you a little bit of mine, doctors and patients often disagree on the pain treatment. There are percentages here that they actually list. 48% of patients rank reducing pain intensity as their number one priority. Okay? I agree. I think it's 100% if it's as bad as mine was initially. But they did say 22% rank finding the cause of the pain as their top priority, which is pretty good. And I think that number will rise as you manage the pain, hopefully. But physicians had a different perspective. Their number one was improving function as their top priority. I don't know if it's restoring mobility. It's not real specific here. And then the other 41%, oh, that was at 41%. For those that want to know what the rest of it was, 26% of the doctors wanted to reduce medication side effects. That's the most important thing. And that's not a bad thing, but it's like those two things are a little bit, they're not necessarily the same goal. Super Don.
Yeah, well, what struck me on that was that, you know, the patient, once they could get the pain down, which obviously if you're the one in pain, that's kind of what your focus is at the point. You're not thinking about other things, like, please get rid of the pain. Mm-hmm. But then the patients wanted to know, where in the world is this coming from? Why is this happening? How is that? What's causing the pain? And the doctors, on the other hand, they had no interest in what was causing the pain. They just wanted to figure out how to effectively medicate you.
Manage it, right? And that's the training. See, that's the training. If you go to a medical doctor who does pharmaceuticals for pain, don't expect them to say this is the cause and we're going to find the cause if we don't know it. That's just not the way they operate. And if they want to, they'll operate. But the way you want to go to is someone, if they happen to be an MD or DO that works on root cause, that's cool. Doctors of chiropractic, they typically would hopefully trend you there deeper, but also acknowledge the toxicological burdens you might carry. But who's going to go to those emotional burdens, those spiritual burdens, the fear for the future, and how that plays itself out manifesting pain in the physical body? That's the question. If you want the answers, call me, 866-939-BELL.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise to be specific. I'm going to be speaking at Richard Pearl Store, Simply Natural, Sunday the 19th. Hope to see you there, and that will be a live broadcast, our Sunday afternoon broadcast, 1 to 3, and then following that in the restaurant or the store. We don't know which. It's all connected, 3 to 4:30 approximately in the afternoon. No, there's no Super Bowl, so there's no excuse for not coming out and seeing us. We got a lot of great healing to do together. So with that, let's see what kind of healing pain. I was talking pain. Oh, CBD, right, y'all? Even if it doesn't take away 100% of your pain, one of the things that people in chronic pain deal with is anxiety. The nerves are always on edge, and that can be the thing that just takes you over the top. So even if it doesn't take it all away, which it can take a lot of it away, and we've talked about CBD or cannabis in various forms, can reduce reliance on these opioids, get you off of these deadly pain-killing drugs that you can do. And you can reach out to my friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOIL.com. RSB 15 gets you 15% off. And remember, chronic low-level dehydration, also an issue in chronic pain. Dr. Batman Gelage, your body's many cries for water. Updated the Roberts Water website. Check it out, robertswater.com, including that interview years ago in 2002 that I did with Dr. Batman Gelage before he passed away, I think the next year. So, lots of cool stuff, lots of history here, and we make history every day, even on Pi Day. Now we're going to go to the FDA, another organization that we just love, right? I think I'm going to ask Brian Hooker about Scott Gottlieb, what he thinks, because I have a feeling we're going to be on the same page about what this Dr. Scott Gottlieb is all about, and he'll be a disaster if he's approved for the FDA, if you believe in health freedom and healing liberty. Except if you believe in freedom for Big Pharma, then you'll be all right. You'll be good. You're good to go. Stocks will go up. But if you want freedom for all healing and all healers, Gottlieb, I don't believe at this point, is evidence of a good choice. But scientists are urging more transparency from the FDA. And I'm asking the question, maybe it's scientists also have horse blinders on, or maybe it's really the good ones, Super Don, the ones with integrity that really love science for the sake of finding out what are the facts and revealing them. But, what do you think?
I was just going to say, I think this is a good example of a teachable moment, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to give some benefit of the doubt here that, you know, what these scientists, on a day that I think is I think we'll talk about this later, is a holiday that's celebrating scientists, look, they may want transparency for all the right reasons. Yeah, we've been calling for transparency for a long time.
I just don't want to see some of these FDA bureaucrats in a sheer nightgown. I'll just say that. Just going to make that clear. Wrong kind of transparency?
No, not that?
Okay.
No,
but, you know, for me, the kind of transparency that I already have with the FDA says if it's approved by them, I'm going the other way. I'm going to use something else. If they say don't use it, I'm likely going to be interested to perhaps use it because it'll work and it's safe. So that's how bad the FDA has gotten over the time of the Flexner Report, and then, of course, 1938-39, when the FDNC Act was approved, the reality is they became captured, regulatory capture by the pharmaceutical industry they were supposed to regulate. And so transparency, I mean, is it enough? Super Don, what do you think? Is it enough to say, you know what, most of our high-level people at FDA are going to end up getting a job with this revolving door in a big pharmaceutical firm? We're going to admit that right now. Is that enough? Is everybody happy? Is that the kind of transparency we're talking about?
I mean, we'll let history speak for itself on that, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's already known, isn't it? I mean, they don't even have to admit it. So this thing was published in the JAMA Journal, interestingly enough, Enhancing Transparency at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Moving Beyond the 21st Century Cures Act. And they list 18. They got an 18-step proposal here about it. Disclose basic information about investigational notices, filing of marketing applications, and the existence of clinical holds. I mean, this gets pretty wonky, but maybe there's some merit to this stuff in here. And number 8, disclose communications to companies when products are not approved. I mean, some of this is industry inside stuff, but
It is, and I think this would benefit, obviously, the industry to some degree if the FDA had transparency that perhaps maybe, let's say, your competition might be able to see how things are going or what's happening with you. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's kind of like, all right, so we're talking about inside baseball stuff here. But mm-hmm. I do think there may be a possibility here that for people who are fans of the right to try,
mm-hmm.
where if you had transparency going on here when a drug – see, one of the things, apparently, the FDA does not disclose when a drug is being tested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, for whatever reason, you know, this might be something to protect the companies, maybe the manufacturers or something like that, that it's all kind of hush-hush behind doors. But, you know, there are some people, and I think I've even heard you say what? That you would be in support of the right to try for somebody who's got a terminal illness, they ought to have the right to be able to do that. If there is a drug that's going through testing that perhaps is not approved yet, If there was more transparency where people could see what these test results are or what might be happening or what might be a possible candidate mm-hmm. for the right to try, that might be something we could see as a positive here.
Okay. Well, like I said, we always like to look at the bright side.
Hey, look at me. I'm just trying to be objective, right?
Yeah, listen, Super Don's not doggy downer today. He's like puppy upper Super D, right? Love it.
And I think I took a nap. Yes.
Oh, it's a nap. I thought it was all the fun that you were having with the pineapple on the pizza.
I knew you were going to bring that up. Yeah, no.
Back and forth
with
Steve
DeThuro.
A lot of people
are having fun with that, though. I've noticed. I think I opened up a Pandora's box here.
Very, very imaginative and creative responses and memes that are coming out of that. I enjoy that immensely. I do. It's a lot of fun. So, folks, if you ever have questions of the day, you can submit them at robertscottbell.com, or you could call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Even when we're off the air, you could leave a message. And, of course, remember, when you write them in, and tell your friends if they want to write them in, that way don't always respond by writing occasionally, but most of the time it's we'll take it to the air, answer it, because if you have that question, maybe thousands of others do too.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question comes from Jason. Jason, he says, I had an STI panel. Ran last year. Do you know what an STI panel is, Super Don?
No. What is an STI panel?
It's a sexually transmitted.
I thought so. I was going to say that, and I was kind of like, well, because STD used to. Well, at first it was VD.
Right.
Then
right.
It became STD, and then it morphed a little bit into STI.
Of course, Super Don was going to answer, oh, yeah, I get one of those every week. But no.
Yeah,
no,
you know. I'm on top of it, though.
No, listen, there's reason to know. You want to know if there's something going on, although there's a lot of it that's bogus, particularly when it comes to HIV testing, as we said, and there's going to be a big story today about the scams of medical tests. Oh, my gosh, do we have huge news. I can't believe I didn't preview that when we opened today. Biggest news ever if you think medical tests are legitimate and real and they can tell you something you really need to know. I'm not saying that all tests are worthless and bunk, but boy, oh boy, you better pick them apart before you take them. So Jason says he had that panel run, and he was diagnosed with ureaplasma, which is in the family of what they call mycoplasma. No cell walls in these things, so they're buggers that antibiotics won't even kill or get to. So he was given an antibiotic or antibiotics and tested again as negative, but he says he feels some of the symptoms are lingering. Because, you know, you can take an antibiotic and you'll go, hey, I feel better, right? Because it takes a lot of things out of commission, out of the way. But the symptoms are lingering. Hey, there's something going chronic here. And he says, notably, urethritis, inflammation of the urethra specifically. Okay, that's the lower part of the urinary tract coming from the ureters to the urethra and on out when you urinate. He's having frequent urination issues. He says, I have the Sovereign Silver, but was wondering if there's a correct dosage to take orally and perhaps even topically. Injected via dropper? That's what he asked. No, you can't inject via dropper. That's not an injection machine. I know what you mean, though. We'll get to that. You see silver as a cure to this. Thanks, Jason. Well, cure, I know that natural immunogenics, the manufacturer, can never claim cure because the FDA says you cannot cure unless we give you permission to say it, and we're not going to give it to you unless you're a drug that spent $1 billion to get approved and patented, an exclusive monopoly, so you can charge thousands of percentage points higher than it costs you. So what do we want in the freedom world? Right? Health, freedom, healing, liberty. Sovereign silver or silver hydrosol. It's going to neutralize all bacterial species that it comes to encounter with. But the good news is even if you take too much into the gut, 2,000 times the reference dose, you don't disrupt the biodiversity of your microbiome. So rebuilding it, repairing it, it's cake. Don't not cake because you'll feed the bad guys. You don't eat cake. But see, what I'm saying is simple. Simple and correct. So if you're taking it orally, I want you to know the pathways of excretion. You will get, for primarily when you take it orally, if it's sublingual administration, you're going to get it into the bloodstream and the lymphatic system, lymph primarily. And there you will have systemic immune benefit. Some direct, but mostly in this case of urinary tract, indirect. Because the silver will be bound in the liver when it passes through either the blood or the lymph to the liver. It will bind it and excrete it in phase 2 conjugation pathways. These are selenium-dependent pathways. You want to produce enough glutathione? Make sure you have adequate selenium in your system. The other offshoot of glutathione, they call them metallothionines, right? Binding metals, and then out through the colon. So direct impact on the urinary tract, very difficult. For those of you who say, well, I'll just take 1,000 parts per million of silver, I'll get it there, right? You want to overwhelm your liver's ability to bind and detox? That's your problem. But yeah, you might have some spillover when the liver can't handle it. It'll go to the kidneys. The kidneys will try to filter it out, and they won't do a good job at all. And you stress your kidneys needlessly. That's not a good plan. So what do we want to do here? Well, the concept was right, Jason. Utilizing a dropper or spray, you can actually drop it, women, men, on the opening of the urethra. It's not going to really transit all the way up, typically. So you're going to get, you know, onto that external part of it. And that's good, because it'll knock out any mycoplasma as well, because silver can eradicate mycoplasma. It can penetrate through biofilms. We know that. I know that. Doctors know that. But in cases where you have serious urinary tract issues that are not resolving with oral use of the silver, then I recommend that doctors and nurses that are so qualified will utilize the professional form of the Sovereign Silver. It's called Argentin 23, the professional label, and they will introduce it via catheter into the bladder. It's not that technical. It's just you got to know how to do it. And, of course, it's a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. It's endotoxin and pyrogen tested. There's nothing wrong with putting it in there. It's just that not many people do it or know how, except if you know how to catheterize. And in that way, Jason, you will knock it out safely. You will not have any negative side effects, negative impact on the tissue. The tissue will be helped and healed by the presence of the silver, whereas the mycoplasma or other microbial infections will be eradicated almost as fast as you put that stuff in there. 15 cc's, 30 cc's, 60, 90, depends on the doctor and who you're working with, how much you need to do or want to do. All right, hopefully that's helpful to you folks. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian Hooker coming up. And has the giraffe had a baby?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Thank y'all to all y'all listening on our radio affiliates around the country, including, well, those of you that are linked up through GCN or Syndicator. You can catch the archives after the show at GCN as well as go to RobertScottBell.com. We've got up on SoundCloud. We're heard on Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and so many other places. I can't keep up with it all. But we're glad you're here for Broadcast Healing. You're brave and courageous and adventuresome, and you don't take authoritarians lightly. You say, you can't tell me what I can't do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And that's the attitude sometimes we need, maybe all the time we need, to achieve the healing that is ours by virtue of our birthright. And speaking of birthrights, how about Jolly the giraffe? What's the name of this giraffe? I've been seeing this. Everybody's going bonkers on a giraffe about to have a baby. Like,
well, that's the joke right there. This is April the giraffe, and yes. April is a mama giraffe who is pregnant.
Married to Oliver.
Compared to Oliver, who's, I guess, the baby daddy.
The baby dog, whatever they call it. Yeah.
So anyway, the giraffe is at the Animal Adventure Park, and this is in Harpersville, New York. And about a month ago or so, this thing just took off like crazy. They've got a live webcam in the pen where the baby giraffe is, and the giraffe is, you know, obviously pregnant. And about a month ago, there was this thing going around. It's like, everybody quick, look, oh God, that giraffe is going to have a baby and stuff. And so people have literally been watching this thing like 24 hours a day, drinking Red Bull and doing jumping jacks because they didn't want to miss the birth of the baby giraffe, right?
Hashtag giraffe watch.
Like 3 weeks later, the giraffe is still walking around, you know, and everybody's still looking at this thing. And apparently, the at the time when this went viral, the giraffe was not even close to being ready to get
but to have got this definitely good PR excitement generator.
Oh, it's
right?
insane. It's insane. So now I guess it's getting a little bit closer, but people, a lot of people, it's become a joke on social media now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's because people just can't get away from it. They're just glued to it.
I'm looking at the pictures with some of these tweets. They're talking about the husband of the wife giraffe here. If they're married, I don't know. It could be out of wedlock. It could be shacking up. I don't know. But it says Oliver appears to have died of boredom waiting for April the giraffe to give birth. And it shows Oliver just probably napping in his cage.
He's just asleep. Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. Let's see. I'm starting to think that April the giraffe isn't even pregnant and is only being broadcast to distract us from something else. That's, I guess, the false flag.
It's the pregnant giraffe false flag. That's right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to keep us from paying attention to things that are necessary. But people have gotten really creative. There's this picture of a skeleton in the living room still watching the camera like he's
and
been
the dog
waiting.
Skeleton too, right?
And the dog skeleton next to the TV.
I like this one where April the giraffe is looking up going, oops, you caught me. Says, when you lied about, here's the meme, it says, when you lied about being pregnant to keep your man. But now they got you on a live feed 24 hours a day.
Oh, crap. Now what?
Yeah, I know. I'm busted. Now what's going to happen? I don't know. I mean, it's a good
funny.
Thing that they've got a very conscious vet because they're not inducing labor. They're not going to go for a C-section here, I don't think.
And listen, I mean, it's neat. Listen, I mean, how cool is it that in this day and age that we have the ability to see things? Because, you know, 40 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, you never would. I mean, this wasn't possible.
How would
you
time
to be
it
able-
just right? Yeah, you could. Yeah. You couldn't sit there at the zoo all the time, right?
You didn't get to see this kind of stuff. And I actually am kind of a sucker for some of these types of videos. I remember not that long ago, they had the eagle. You remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Where the eagle with the egg that was hatching and stuff like that. And there's another one online that I really like, which it's called Deer Trail. And you can check in on it any time of day or night. And you can literally just sit there and watch the wildlife, like walking by. They've got a feeder, deer.
No risk to you being eaten or any deer ticks jumping on you, right?
No, it's kind of cool.
The year is 2025. April is just moments away from giving birth. There's some good tweets here. I like this. Oh,
well,
and here, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's about to happen. I think she's close now. So
yeah, all I need to do is feed her some. Well, it is Pie Day. Feed her a pie. How about a piece of pie with pineapple on it? That'll trigger birth.
Castor oil, right?
Or here's your coffee mug. Coffee because giraffe watching is hard. That's Super Don's cup. To be. All right, next hour, Brian Hooker. Before we get there, though, oh my gosh, fake news, fake medical tests. You are going to be shocked, but you need to know so you don't fall prey to it. All right, we'll be back after the news. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.